In our last episode, we learned about what happens when you're a victim of a phishing attack. That can get pretty expensive, pretty fast. But what happens when your attacker is looking for more than just your money? For something far more valuable, your freedom. In today's episode of our Digital Crime Podcast, we talk about Pegasus, a computer program designed by the Israeli company NSO Group for the surveillance of individuals. It is used to collect all data from a smartphone, whether phone records, text messages, photos, passwords, or whereabouts. The mobile phone becomes the perfect pocket-sized spy. Originally, Pegasus was developed to monitor and convict possible criminals. Unfortunately, it is not only used for monitoring criminals. It has been used for spy attacks, for example, against activists like Ahmed Mansour, about whom we are going to learn more today. In order to understand all aspects of the Pegasus case, I spoke to different people. Professor Dr. Yuval Elovici, Director of Telecom Innovation Laboratories at Ben-Gurion University and head of Ben-Gurion University's Cybersecurity Research Center.
If you ask me whether it is a bless or a curse, it depends on your ideological thinking. I believe that the government should have any technology in trying to protect its citizens.
Zara Azif, a research assistant at Amnesty Tech, who leads their campaigning on targeted surveillance.
Ultimately, it's important to remember that the unlawful targeting of activists, lawyers, and journalists in this way does not happen in a vacuum. It happens in a context where there is a deliberate attempt to undermine their freedom of expression, silence their voices, and essentially stop their important human rights work.
And Professor Dr. Thorsten Holz, Head of Chair for System Security at Ruhr University Bochum.
And the exploits are very sophisticated because mobile phones are well protected these days, so it's not that easy to compromise a phone, but the attackers found many types of vulnerabilities, especially in complex applications like instant messengers, and the browser on a mobile phone is also a typical attack vector.
Let's start our story from the beginning and go back to 2016, when the case of Ahmed Mansour got public, as Zara Azif told us.
The original discovery of Pegasus was actually made possible because of Ahmed Mansour, a prominent human rights activist from the UAE, who proactively shared messages he received that contained Pegasus.
On August 10 and 11 of 2016, Mansour receives a text message on his iPhone, promising new secrets about prisoners being tortured in prisons in the United Arab Emirates. All he has to do is click on the link.
Mr. Mansour, we found evidence of prisoners being tortured several prisons in the United Arab Emirates. We collected our findings in this download link.
Seems like valuable information. But at the same time, Ahmed Mansour has made bad experiences, as Zara Azif told us.
Previously, he'd been targeted at least twice through the use of Gamma Group and Hacking Team spyware tools.
Around the same time of the received message about tortured prisoners, Mansour had his passport confiscated, his car stolen, his email hacked, his location tracked, his bank account emptied, and was beaten by strangers twice in the same week. So the suspicion of a new spyware attack happening was not too far off. Instead of clicking, Mansour sends the messages to researchers at Citizen Lab.
Quick definition.
The Citizen Lab is an interdisciplinary lab based at the Monk School of Global Affairs at the University of Toronto, Canada. Here, information controls such as network surveillance and content filtering that impact the openness and security of the internet and pose a threat to human rights are studied. What exactly is behind the text message, you wonder? Let's find out. The researchers realized that the links belong to an exploit infrastructure linked to NSO Group, an Israel-based cyber intelligence company. A pretty remarkable case. Usually, it's very hard to retrace cyber attacks. But who is behind NSO Group, which is based in Israel? Zara Azif from Amnesty International helps us to understand.
NSO Group is a company that is part-owned by London-based private equity firm Novopina Capital and produces surveillance technology. It is perhaps best known for its notorious spyware product Pegasus. Early cyber attacks primarily saw victims receive malicious links on their phones, which once clicked would trigger Pegasus software to infect and compromise their device, allowing the attacker to gain access and monitor the victim's activities.
Computer scientist Yuval Ilovici is a professor in the Department of Software and Information Systems Engineering at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. He is director of the Cybersecurity Research Center and founder and director of the Telecom Innovation Laboratories. He is an expert on companies like NSO Group and knows all about spyware products and, in our case, Pegasus.
Based on open sources, they can install an agent that can access everything on the mobile phone. So whatever you have on the mobile phone, theoretically can be taken from the phone and collected by the Pegasus platform.
With the help of the software, security holes can be exploited via WhatsApp or SMS to gain access to the entire contents of the smartphone and, in some cases, the camera and microphone. Access to the entire smartphone? What would they know about you if they hacked into your phone? Emails, data, passwords, photos? All accessible. But why is that? Today's smartphones seem quite secure. Thorsten Holz reveals the truth.
A modern iPhone or Android phone is a complex type of computer system. And we know from experience that complexity implies vulnerabilities. So it's not surprising that an attacker can compromise the iPhone or an Android phone because it's a complex software stack with many different kinds of components, and the attacker basically picks a weak component, tries to exploit a vulnerability in that component, and then gets access to the device, then installs a backdoor, and then he can perform arbitrary computations and, for example, listen to calls or text messages.
And that's not all. Clicking on a link is not always necessary at all, as Yuval Ilovici knows.
I don't know if Pegasus has such a capability, but I know that in the past, there were such vulnerabilities that were corrected by mobile phone operating system manufacturers that allowed somebody to compromise the mobile phone without the user intervention.
A real spy in your pocket without the user's intervention. No isolated cases, confirms Zara Azif.
And we've since seen numerous cases of zero-click infections, including in the form of network injection attacks that AMSI Tech discovered in 2019, which require no action by victims for infection to happen.
So it works without the user's intervention. But can the user then at least somehow notice that he or she has been attacked?
But today, cyber attackers try, if they can, to live only in the memory and not in the storage of the mobile phone. So in such a case, even if you take the mobile phone because you are suspecting that something is wrong and you are taking it to an expert, or you shut down the phone and you open it again, the spyware will not be there anymore because it lives only in the memory in such a way that once you are started to investigate it, it immediately disappears.
Either way, infiltrating a smartphone is an extremely complex task in technical terms. That is a lot of data. How can I imagine the data being processed? Is it like different social media apps on our phones that gain access to our data? Yuval explained to me that Pegasus works a little different than apps or companies that gather data, for example, targeted advertising.
Quick definition.
Targeted advertising is a form of online advertising that focuses on the specific traits, interests, and preferences of a consumer. Advertisers discover this information by tracking your activity on the internet.
Everything is automated because there is a mass number of people. In the case of tools like Pegasus, it's semi-automated because they are targeting a specific individual. And then there is an analytical tool that helps the investigator to navigate in all the collected information.
Only a few cyber companies in the world offer services like this. The most successful companies selling spyware come from Israel. Yuval Ilovici from Israel knows all about it.
We are a very innovative country. People like to innovate. It starts by training the people to think on very advanced questions in the army. And once people are, they're studying before the army, like me, I studied before the army and then I joined the army. And then you are faced in the army with very, very complex technological questions that later on, when you leave the army, you try to think how actually we can take all the knowledge that we acquired in the way of thinking and innovating and creating something new. And Israelis likes to create new technologies in many domains. Of course, one of them is the cybersecurity domain.
Pegasus is therefore not an illegal computer program created in some backyard to cause harm.
Yes, Israel, like many other countries, are using the cyberspace to collect intelligence. As a consequence of that, in the army, people are being trained to collect intelligence about our enemies. And I claim that usually when you have more intelligence about the enemies, eventually you can prevent wars. So I definitely see it as a very positive thing. Again, it can help to solve crime. It can help to track suspected terrorists. It can help to identify a pedophile. It can do many, many things, because in every country there is a limited number of policemen that can really go in the field and do investigations. And if you can do it from remote, think about pedophiles. How many suspected pedophiles you can verify if they are pedophiles or not just by pressing one button?
Nevertheless, there are cases where Pegasus was used by countries in which the legal regulations do make it possible to use Pegasus on individuals that want to see change in their countries. One of these cases is the Ahmed Mansour case. This is what Zahra Azif is working on at Amnesty International.
NSO Group claims that its tools are only used to disrupt crime and terror plots. Yet important investigations by Amnesty Tech and other organizations have consistently exposed how these tools are being used by their government clients to unlawfully target human rights activists, lawyers, and journalists, including the targeting of an Amnesty staff member.
And these are not isolated cases.
To give you a sense of the scale, over 100 such cases have been reported globally. Many of these victims have since taken legal action to get justice, but others have been less fortunate, with some of these victims currently imprisoned.
And that also happened to Ahmed Mansour. He is currently imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates for insulting the status and prestige of the UAE and its symbols. So what is Pegasus? A blessing or a curse?
If you ask me whether it is a bless or a curse, it depends on your ideological thinking. I believe that the government should have any technology in trying to protect its citizens. So I definitely support using such tools only by legitimate agencies and based on the laws that exist in the specific country. For example, in many countries, if you want to tap to a phone conversation, you need to go to a court to get a court order. So it depends on the legal system inside the country, but it definitely it's another tool, very, very similar to tapping to a phone that is being done by many agencies inside, even in democratic countries.
Amnesty International has a different stance on this.
Limited transparency and weak regulatory and legal oversight mean that this industry continues to operate from the shadows and avoid scrutiny. And so companies like NSO Group can freely sell their technology to countries where human rights are not protected and to governments who will use these tools to track and monitor those defending our human rights. States, companies, and investors are key to stopping these human rights violations. And until there is a proper human rights framework in place that governs the sale and transfer of surveillance technology, we risk seeing more and more cases of abuse.
So what do you make out of it? Spyware can help solve crimes and help to imprison criminals. In the hands of authoritarian states, however, they empower their users to spy on activists and journalists, even across their national borders. In our case, Ahmed Mansour, a human rights activist, is one of the rare cases where a Pegasus attack was proven and could be retraced. Whew, what a difficult topic. We've heard both sides of the story, and there are many different views and opinions on the use of Pegasus. Even though there are many different loopholes to get into our personal data, this is not something that happens every day to just random people. But
first of all, the fact that Pegasus can do whatever they can do means that there could be many other cyber criminals that can do the same thing. So people should be aware that their mobile phone can be compromised, and maybe even at the time that we are talking, there is already a spyware on the mobile phone. They can get all the information from the mobile phone. People should be aware that such a capability exists in the world.
So what can each and every one of us do to at least try to protect themselves? Thorsten Holz has some valuable tips.
updating your system in a timely manner, or whenever a patch is available, either update your system or the app. Make sure that you do not click on links that you do not trust. Make sure that you use strong passwords and follow similar security advice.
These are good advices that we should take with us into our daily lives.
But also keep in mind, Pegasus was used as part of a targeted attack against a specific person. So you should not worry too much about being the target of this type of attacks, because these are not mass attacks against many people, but very specific attacks against a small number of persons.
Incredible what technology can do, but the question is always and will be, is technology allowed to do what it is capable of? Thank you for tuning into our Digital Crime podcast, in which we tell not only the stories behind the biggest data crimes in history, but also the little ones that can happen to each of us every day. If you like the story behind Pegasus, feel free to subscribe to our channel and don't miss any upcoming episode. Please protect yourself and your data. Goodbye.